This is Sunday night, listeners around the world. It's the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Oh, yes, it is. And we're back. And I actually had coffee, so I'm awake. Coffee.
You have your coffee. I'll have my Sam Adams. Listeners around the world, thanks for joining us again on what's sure to be the exciting, the most awesomest, the greatest spectacle in spooktacular racing. Thanks for joining us on what's sure to be another great episode of your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. you like that?
It's a very good shoe.
It's a very good shoe. Hey, guys, Demon Hunter, who was that new band we had? Man, they're good.
I don't know. I have to admit, I found myself feeling a bit like a geek when they started singing Thank You for Shopping Jones. And I was like, oh, Cyrano Jones. Yeah.
I told you. Hey, guys, that's what we're doing every week on the Ghost Band Demon Hunter show. We're trying to submit, or whoever submits us, the music and stuff like that, or if we find a good indie band, because the Ghost Band Demon Hunter, we support indie music, arts, entertainment, you name it, guys. If you support it too, you need to be in here listening to us, because hey, we're independent too. But
which means we make no money.
Right, absolutely. It's a fancy word for make no money at it. But hey, that band, guys, was 5-Year Mission. You can find out more about them at 5yearmission.net. They got something big coming up, Demon Hunter, March 1st.
Weren't invited?
Yeah, well, no, we weren't invited yet. Maybe now that we played their music. We're going to play it again tonight, guys, at our break. But Hero House Comics here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hero House Comics. You can find it on the net at 5yearmission.net. They're going to be playing like an 8 o'clock live jam session. So you guys can come there. They got like a 20% off discount ticket. You can get on their website at 5yearmission.net. So check that out. I like those cats. I did that for you, though. I mean, they dress up in the Star Trek outfits.
I haven't dressed up in a Star Trek outfit in a long time. However, I do tend to dress in some Doctor Who outfits nowadays.
In drag.
Chrissy gave me a Doctor Who TARDIS bathrobe for Christmas, and I have to say, it's the coolest bathrobe I've ever had.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
I just want droids, man. I don't care if they're the ones I'm looking for.
There's only one Star Wars, or one sci-fi movie, and that's Star Wars in my book. I didn't say that right. I love Star Wars. That's the message I'm trying to get out here. But hey, guys, welcome back. This is your original Ghost Man and Demon Hunter radio show. Accept no imitations, as my baby brother Demon Hunter would always say. And we are back.
Your older baby brother. That's great.
Yeah, my older baby brother. But we are back on the air, guys, for you right in front of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Because we didn't want to compete with it because we knew you guys wouldn't show up to listen to our show. You'd do it on iTunes later on down the road.
And we want you here with us now. We're staying up all night so that we can do this. We want you here with us.
Yes,
I know. Hey, one other thing. As long as we're giving shout-outs to the music at the beginning of the show, folks who joined us last week heard the first introduction of the music. They heard it again this week with the wonderful new system that you put together, with the help of who helped you put together the new intro?
Brad, a.k.a. Little Round from Twangin' Round. Guys, he does some amazing sound work, and he put that together, our new intro.
And the music comes from our new friends at Midnight Syndicate. Now, if you are a fan of anything spooky, you've heard of Midnight Syndicate. We sat down, talked with them, and they said, pick a song and use it for your intro. It's from us to you, and we want to say thank you for our new song. Because it's Not Your Savior by Midnight Syndicate. And I got to say, I love it.
I do too. I mean, those guys are amazing. I love what they do. And they picked us. They love us so much with the help of our good friend Jason Butler, of course. But Jason, a special shout out to is it Souls Design, Souls Graphic. He done our logo.
It's on our webpage.
Check it on our webpage, guys. We can't remember last night. So it's... But Jason Butler, special thanks to you. And special thanks to Chris, Demon Hunter. We forgot him last week. Hauntcast Radio.
Oh, yes. Hauntcast Radio. And, you know, it's It's nice to have friends who know what they're doing because it makes us look good.
I was going to bring out the sex thing today that says attention, no sex, the box, but the batteries died on. I'll try it a little later if I can replace the battery. But Demon Hunter, guess what?
What?
Tonight's guest.
Yes.
Yes. Little Eddie Munster, tonight's guest. We head back to 1313 Mockingbird Lane with special guest America's favorite wolf boy, Eddie Munster. That's right, guys. Butch Patrick in the house with your ghost man, a Demon Hunter show. Does it get better than that, Demon Hunter?
Who didn't sit around on the days they, like, called in sick to school and, you know, just watch Munster episodes? I mean, the Raven, Nevermore, that was in their clock, you know? I basically... Yeah. Who to this day doesn't walk around going, Nevermore? Yeah, it's...
I like Herman's laugh. That's where I got the inspiration for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. Yeah, well, guys, but Butch Patrick.
Yes, huh? Butch Patrick. And, you know, I think at one point I even had a little wolfman like teddy bear to sleep with.
You had a wolf wolf?
Yes, a wolf wolf.
That was Eddie Munster's wolf wolf. And I always wanted one of those, but if you go online, you find them now. The original replica.
the original replica.
Yes, one of the original replicas. I think it's going for like $8 billion or something. So you can check that out for your kids. It'd be nice to play with there. Have them play with it a week and break it. I'd like to have one for the G&D Studios here. But
you know that if like Extreme Paranormal had become popular and they had you know, things that we used up for sale, we wouldn't be able to afford any of them.
That's my Herman Munster. Can you do better than that? Do it. Lily?
Oh, it sounded more like Santa Claus.
I know. I was doing a Gee Whiz Pops. Remember, Eddie, you say Gee Whiz Pops. I loved it. Who would not? You had the Munsters for me was number one.
And well, then, yeah, and everybody had a crush, you know.
Oh, Marilyn.
On Marilyn, yeah. Marilyn.
And wait till you guys see some pictures me and Nate picked out for you during the show tonight. I have one somewhere in there with Marilyn leaning up against the Dragula car. Oh, guys, it's something inside us, too, because the guys go to these festivals and they still see the old Munster car and they're like, holy cow, they dream about this. Who would not like to show up to a party in the Dragula?
You know, you see people driving around in the Ghostbusters car and you see people driving around in vehicles from all the, like, even people have DeLoreans from Back to the Future. They have Scooby-Doo's, what was the name of Scooby-Doo's van? The Mystery Machine.
Mystery Machine.
They have all the things. You never see somebody show up at like an event with the Munsters hearse.
Because they can't afford it. I mean, you know, you can't do that, man.
I don't think you could actually build one of those and legally drive it today.
I don't know. Legally, I don't know, because it was like a Jethro Bodine special.
You expected the invisible horses to jump out in front of you at any moment, you know?
Wasn't it like a original Ford coupe or something, and they chopped it down?
If it was, you are much farther ahead of me on Munster trivia.
I am. Actually, on Netflix, man, I've been on this Munster Kick, I'm sorry. And they've had it every night. I've been watching, it's like 72 episodes, and I've been watching them. And then when I got Butch on the phone, I was like, I was shaking, you know, and I thought, hey, we used to have this show and da 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 da, and we really love you and God bless you and come on the show. And Butch said, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm a real busy man, but I got one Sunday. And he said, this Sunday. I said, hot dog, let's do it up, brother.
Wouldn't believe it, Butch. We just happened to have had a cancellation.
We had a cancellation and we got Butch right in there. Huh?
At that point, we would have said, we just happened to have a cancellation, even if we'd had somebody available at that moment and called them up and been like, oh, you know what? We're sorry. We can't fit you in this.
Well, weekend. I would have for Butch. I would have canceled him out. But we did have somebody lined up, and it just fell through. And
but in the future, folks, it's going to be a surprise.
It will. We don't want to tell you. And then we're switching to every week again, guys, so you know it's going to be like a day before.
March 10th, we switch back to every week. That's right, because next weekend is our last weekend off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was a good thing. You know, they say in the universe things happen for a reason, Sean.
Yes.
They do. And I think when you and I first got together in November last year and said, let's bring back the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Show!
And I said, well, why don't we come back with a few specials at the beginning and see how it works out. We'll do it like every other week.
Yeah.
And then last week, just when we decided to go back to doing it every week.
Yeah.
Right after we made that decision, uh-huh. and we said, okay, we'll have a couple more weeks of off, and then we'll go back to that. I got hit like with the worst case of laryngitis I've had in years.
Right.
Sean's calling me up going, you know, if we're going to go back to doing this every week, we need to get together and do some voiceover work and put some stuff together. And I was like, really? That's what you want to do this week?
Let's do it. We got it coming back. Hey, I wanted to tell you, very funny thing, Demon Hunter. I was, you know, I work third shift. Or not really third. I work that second shift. Just enough to ruin your day, but not the whole day.
So, just enough to leave you with nothing, absolutely nothing else to do with your day.
Right. And you know that we work about the same hours. So we talk coming home a lot of times. We talk about the show and who we're going to get on it and jazz it up. And yeah. So we were talking this week. But I got home and you had to go. We couldn't talk or whatever. So I flip on the tube because that becomes your best friend when you're a night shift man. And I'm watching the tube, and of course, the late night infomercials. Who doesn't know the late night infomercials that come on? Who doesn't love those?
I don't love them.
You love them because they come on, and I was putting out there, I found out in 15 minutes how to lift my bosom, huh? How to lose 30 pounds with a man girdle, how to remove skin tags in minutes, and also I found out that the CEO and owner of Cold Ease Medicine's name is Steve Carcass. I thought, you know, I was just thinking, these are things, guys, that happened at the G&D Show Studio. We're here at G&D Show Studio at night. We're watching TV. Steve Carcass is the CEO. So I'm thinking a guy with that last name probably shouldn't start a cold remedy company. Carcass?
I was trying to type on the chat room while I was doing it there, and I just messed the whole thing up because you were making me laugh.
Hey, we're doing a show here.
Hey, those folks in the chat room, they joined us here tonight. I'm going to type, man. I'm going to let them know how much we love them.
Have you seen my Wiener? Oh, yeah. How many people's in there tonight? We got a packed house yet?
You know what? I can't even tell anymore. I don't have the ability. I don't have the ability to tell.
Inconceivable!
We've got about 5 viewers and about 5 other people just hanging out.
Have you ever bought anything off
off of a late night infomercial?
Yeah. Have you ever been sitting there?
First of all, I say I don't like infomercials, but we were all fans of the show Pitchman.
I wasn't. I never got to watch one episode.
Before the host died.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember he died. I couldn't believe that. That was a shocker. Billy Mays Hayes, right?
Billy Mays Hayes, yeah.
Billy Mays Hayes was from Major League, the movie. Wasn't it just Billy Mays?
Billy Mays, yes. It's I think it was Billy Mays. Now you're confusing me again. But Billy Mays was the host of Pitchman. With his partner who, you know, his partner was the lesser known member, but I can't remember his name now myself.
Oh, it's great.
Anthony Sullivan.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Anthony. Is come on the G&D show the and we would mock you.
Hey, is that the one that smacked the hooker and got arrested?
No. That's the Shwami guy.
ShamWow.
The ShamWow guy.
Oh, that was great, man.
I love his new commercial where he makes a comment that says, you know, you know, this will last even for years, even if you're put away somewhere.
I can't believe they did that. I thought we could bring back our career in Hollywood if we slapped around a couple of hookers and maybe gotten some bar fights.
Apparently, but, you know, the problem is, Sean, they brought you around and beat the heck out of us.
We don't slap women, but if we could stage it. If we can stage it.
Yeah.
Because
we all know that stuff is all staged. Yeah. I mean, like, Eddie Murphy never had that incident in the car with the male prostitute. Well, never mind.
It never happened.
I'm with you, Eddie. It never happened. It was all a story.
Last night, Nathan Drake Schoonover, a.k.a. Demon Hunter, was caught on Hollywood Boulevard.
Boulevard?
Yeah. Boulevard crying to have his reality TV show brought back to Bio and A&E. Please. He was drug off by police.
Inconceivable!
Where he continued to slap one.
He was naked and saying that it was all Sean Burris' fault.
Do it. Do it. Yeah, he did. Even though I was in Indiana. I might try that. I say we fly out there and try it.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah, why not?
I'm ready.
But I do remember when that show came on, the Pitchmen show. They would have these. They would show you how they come about, what shows get played at what times, yeah. and that kind of stuff. And I loved watching those shows. They were great. I loved seeing how they decided what we were going to be told to buy at 2 a.m. And so I'm sitting around the other day, and this commercial comes on for a product. I'm not going to say which product because I don't want to give them any free air. But, you know, basically it was a cell phone adapter kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching it, and it comes on. And I'm like, wow, that's a great idea. And I start to type in the number. And I hit send, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not going to spend $20 on this thing. I have bills to pay.
You were sending away for the tush push, weren't you?
I hit, like, end, Hoo-ah! And I sent end the message.
Uh-huh.
For 3 days afterwards, they kept calling me, and I kept saying, no, I'm not interested. They're like, but we received the message that you tried to call and order our product.
Oh, my God.
No, I do not want your product. I changed my mind. 3 days, they just kept calling until finally I said, do not call me ever again.
It's like as soon as you dial one, they stitch and they're like, let's nail him.
The White House doesn't have such good phone security as these people have. It's insane.
Yeah, I know.
Bow
to your sensei. I said bow. Oh, man. Nobody understands that. I heard last week somebody wrote in and said, what's the whole thing with bow to your sensei? If you don't understand it, get out of here. That's all I got.
I don't understand it.
Oh, you understand. Bow to your sensei. It's random, and you know how I am. But, yeah, I can't.
First random? I would never think that.
Yeah, I can't believe it, though. Going back with my ADD. Steve Carcass. Huh? Take my medicine. You'll get better. My name's Dead Carcass. Just dial 1-800. Die. Oh, man. Huh? Think about it.
It is a sad name to have in that industry. That it's like, you know, ordering candy from somebody whose name is Slime. It just, you don't want to...
Or fart. One thing I was saying, you never see, like, weird stuff. Well, sometimes weird stuff, but on those late-night infomercials, they're getting pretty good because I found out also, with a credit card, I could get hot local single women that are just dying to talk to me.
Well, gee, Sean, now your life is complete.
I know. I was.
Now all you need is a credit card.
I know. I can't get nobody to prove me. But apparently, guys, there is several hundreds of thousands local singles in your area waiting to talk to you. And they all look like supermodels.
I've seen that commercial. It's amazing how good they all look.
I know. They look like Cindy Crawford. I didn't know. My life was heading in this direction, but apparently I'm a god, so.
And, you know, it's amazing because they're talking right to you.
Oh, yeah. She was talking to me.
And it's insane because who thought that many teenage girls were looking for older men? I had no clue.
I don't know, but I'm very excited. This actual conversation has gotten me aroused.
You know, it's Hoo-ah! Funny. As Sean knows, I just had my birthday last week.
Happy birthday, Nathan!
Thank you! And as I get older, I notice things that just make me feel bad. Like, I was watching a commercial recently, and some young pop star who's like 14 years old is on there, and she's wearing so much makeup. And I looked up and said, did her parents really tell her it was okay for her to wear that much makeup? In the middle of my saying it, I caught myself and went, oh my God, I'm my father. I turned into my dad.
Oh my God.
What are you going to do? It's paranormal.
It happens.
Speaking of paranormal, hey, did you know that the Oscars are on tonight and Paranorman is up for Best Animated Feature?
Listen, I got one thing to say about the Oscars tonight. And you know, I've never paid attention to the Oscars ever. Ever. Let me say ever again. Ever. And you know this. But there is one name and one name only I want to hear tonight. And you know this, Demon Hunter. Don't give it away, though, because everybody's in suspense. Daniel Day-Lewis, my friend, for the movie Lincoln. Okay? And I'll tell you why.
If Lincoln doesn't win, Sean is going on a rampage.
If Lincoln doesn't win, guys, come right back here to www.ghostanddemon.com because we will be on a 72-year rant. Live, right here on Ustream, continuous with all their commercials.
Sean will go on a rant that lasts for 4 score and 7 years.
I'm going to pee in a bucket. I'll be naked. I won't leave my office. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's a normal night anyway.
I got to do something different. I'll think of something different if he doesn't win. No, but the movie Lincoln, I don't know if people know this about me, the Ghost Man loves Abraham Lincoln. I always have. I've always been a big fan. I live in Indiana, which is the real home of Abraham Lincoln. I'm sorry, Kentucky. I'm sorry, Illinois. But Indiana is the real home. If you know your history, this is where he grew up to be a man. And, you know, a lot of people don't give us any love for that. But anyway, I love Lincoln. And Daniel Day-Lewis. I mean, I loved a lot of his stuff, Demon Hunter. You had My Left Foot. When I seen that, I was kind of like, oh, no, not one of these foreign movies. But I actually watched it, and it was cool, and he's a great actor. And then on top of it, I seen that one. What's the one when they're in the IRA over in Ireland, and he gets his father and family brought in?
There's a lot of movies
like Not My that, Father's though. Son or something like that.
Okay.
That was a good one. But not until Last of the Mohicans was cool. It was cool. You know, the hot chicks, man, they had to push up bras. I love push-up.
I'm sorry. Huh? Last of the Mohicans. The yes. Hot chicks come through.
Hot chicks and Indians, man. Woo, 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 woo. Listen,
actually, having read the book and not seen the movie, I don't remember the hot chick.
You could put. Do you remember that lady on TV? She was like 9,000 pounds or whatever. You could put her in one of those old-fashioned girdle push-up bras, and she would be hot. To me. Because when you move all that fat and you squish it around and you pop it up in the right places, it does something to the
bodices make all the difference in the world.
See?
Yes,
I want a bodice.
We're gonna get Sean a bodice to see how it makes him work.
A bodice would make you hot. I want to see the top of your chest look like a baby's fresh butt there. And oh, man. You ever see it and they get the little freckle on the top?
Dude,
of
I used to work at the Renaissance fairs. Of course I've seen a bodice.
I know. That's why I don't go to Renaissance fairs with you, because I know me.
Because you've been banned.
I know me, and I do not trust me. Anyway, Daniel Day-Lewis is going to win it all to guys tonight for his portrayal of Lincoln in the movie Lincoln. Which was Ghost Man.
He's going to win for categories he's not nominated for.
He's
going to
win it all. He'll even win Best Actress. Because he was awesome. Okay.
I think it's Best Woman in a role, lead role now.
You know, one day I wait for us to be walking down the red carpet. It will happen, Demon Hunter. We'll be the first people in this genre. And I don't even know what the heck genre we're in anymore. Used to, yeah, we like ghost stories. We like all that. We've had ghost hunters on. Yeah, that's crazy. We love everything weird, guys. Let's break that down. When we came back, we decided, you know what? Let's just stop doing all the paranormal. Not all together, but let's throw in horror because we like, let's face it, Demon Hunter, we like spooky.
And let's throw in weird because, yeah. You know, it fits.
We're weird.
And let's throw in odd because that's us anyway.
Yeah.
And let's throw
in everything else we can get our hands on because it makes guests easier to get on the show. But no, so, since we've done it, I mean, even back in the old days, we used to pull some great cats, but nothing like Eddie Munster. We had Elvira on.
Elvira and Dr. Satan.
Dr. Satan, Butch Patrick, you had Mark and Mark from Weird U.S.
Let's not forget Sammy Terry.
Oh, Samuel Terry. Yeah, we've had some humdingers, man.
And but you know, as long as we're getting ready to talk about the weird and the odd, Sean.
Yeah.
I think you know, there's stuff that's in the news that's a little weird and odd.
In the news, here we go, baby brother. G&D in the news, straight from the G&D vault. It's hot, it's fresh, it's wild, it's sexy, and it starts right
now.
I'm waiting on you to read.
Oh, you're waiting on me to read. You mean I actually have to find a story here?
Oh,
now?
My goodness. Let me see. I didn't know I had to queue up the music and have a story.
Well, I did send you some cool stories this week, and one of those stories that I was very interested in, if you've ever seen the television or the movie Snakes on a Plane.
Push-up bros.
We're not talking about bodices anymore.
You got me all excited. You can't just leave me.
The U.S. has decided to deal with the problem of not just snakes on the plane, but snakes on an island by dropping toxic mice to battle an invasive snake species. The brown snake has been taking over Hawaii.
Get him, USA!
Yes, that's right. The last state to... Wait, was it the last state? Or was it... Am I getting my U.S. history wrong? Yeah, the last state to join the Union. Has been taken over by the brown tree snake. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and Wildlife has started to deal with the problem by dropping poison mites from airplanes in areas that the snakes are growing. The U.S. government is planning to drop toxic mites from helicopters to battle them as well. The Hawaiian government has given the okay for this. Now, what I want to know is, these toxic mites, are there no species on Hawaii that will also, that are native to Hawaii, that will eat these mice and kill them?
What, like in Hawaii?
In Hawaii. I mean, I guess there's nothing in Hawaii that eats mice.
Well, there's a lot of fat people over there. Why don't they just...
I mean, I know they have a huge problem with tilapia in Hawaii now because they're a freshwater fish. They're swimming up and down these streams. They're eating everything that the native fish eat, and they're destroying the fish populations. So now they're having problems with brown tree snakes as well. So the deal with this, they're dropping poison mice. Is there nothing else that's good? I believe that... They started the project on February 5th, but at this point, you know, what else is going to be wiped out? I guess they believe that the brown snakes are killing more than native birds.
Yeah.
And the poison mice will.
Okay.
So, is that all you got to say?
I don't understand. I mean, they got some big sumo cats over there, right?
But no, you know what? I'm also wondering here, because the mice have been laced with painkillers.
Nice. We're
so how do we know that these mice aren't going to be scooped up by drug lords and like juiced for the painkillers at this point? I mean, I can't go into a CVS anymore. I'm not saying one bad thing about CVS or another. I'm just using it as a brand name to try and point out the fact that I can't go into a pharmacy and order head cold medicine without a note from my doctor or showing them my driver's license, but they're dropping painkiller laced mice all over Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And Demon Hunter can't even get something for his headache.
I can't cure a sniffle anymore.
You gotta have 17 doctors and pay $50 at the door just to get them to write you a script for Tylenol. What has this country came to, man? That's what I always say. You know, I hurt my back. I hurt my back one time. I remember I went to the company. No, I wasn't a company doctor. I went to some doctor because I didn't do it at the company this instance. And I had went to the doctor and I had seen him. And, you know, you say, hey, man, my back's killing me. And they look at you like you're a freaking guy that crawled out the alley. You know what I'm saying? And I know there's cats with drug problems and stuff out there. But there's a way to monitor that. You see what I'm saying? If you give somebody 100 pills and they come back in 3 days, maybe there's a problem. You see what I'm saying? And it's just, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. Because Michael Jackson, you know, it's not like we all have, you know, standby medical facilities to pump us full of whatever it was, Stephen Hunter. But that was some pretty high stuff he was doing.
Well, you know, I think that these mice laced with painkillers have been used for something else out in China, because somebody must be using some kind of painkillers, because they're coming up with some real crazy ideas out in China right now.
What, about painkillers?
About just in general, some crazy ideas, and I think they must be on painkillers, because they have decided to build a full-size working replica of the Titanic.
No way! Should I cue the music again? I just... You want the music?
Sure, go ahead with the music, because right, this is a fun story.
Here it goes. Just for you, brother.
There you go. A full-size working replica of the Titanic has been built in China. Mm-hmm. And the historic a historic achievement, it will travel between China and Australia. The Titanic 2, I kid you not, they are calling it the Titanic 2.
Yeah.
Due to be complete in 2016. She will be sailed to the UK and prepared for her maiden voyage from the to Southampton, New York, to repeat the 1912 journey that ended in such disaster.
Okay. Now,
so I guess they're traveling between Australia and China to finish. I didn't quite make that clear, but to finish it. It finished by 2016, and then it's going to England, where it will complete the 1912 journey to Southampton, New York.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me get this straight.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. I can't handle it. I need another beer. Listen, you take, excuse me, I'm choking on my excitement. You take the worst, one of the worst disasters in American history. Okay?
Yes.
And you think it's good to rebuild this and take it on the direct course that this disaster happened on. And now I've heard things that saying when they should, when they said that Titanic was the unsinkable, remember that? The unsinkable
yes.
ship? God himself could not sink the ship. They believed it to be cursed.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're going to try to do this again. This is like King Tut's tomb or something, man. Something is going to happen. You can't, you know, I could see if you build it and it's pretty and people go see it and they get on, oh, yeah. But they, I mean, they're messing with disaster, don't you think? Same route, everything.
Well, I'll tell you, the shipyard director, Gibaya, says it's difficult to replicate a luxury liner, but Jingling Shipyard has a history of 60 years of building various kinds of vessels of high quality.
Just 60 years?
60 years. But I'm wondering, could there possibly have been, it doesn't say anything about this in the story, but I'm wondering if there possibly could have been like a, I don't know, a copyright or a trademark on the name Titanic for 100 years or something. Because it's 100 years last year that the Titanic sank.
Nobody
and now they announced they're building the Titanic 2.
Because White Star Line was the company that did it.
Exactly.
I'm sure they went under a long time ago, right?
I
get
think...
it? Ah! You didn't get it. They went under.
Well, I was about to say, I think they went under right around 1912. But
I stole it from you.
You beat me to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was a good, not that it should be made fun of, folks.
No.
But there's no way you can say that joke was too soon.
That's right.
Now.
What did Abe Lincoln Abe Lincoln said, humor's good.
Oh, that we laugh in the face of disaster.
If I shout laugh, I should cry.
But that story came from Odd News at oddnews.org, folks. Anything on your end, Sean?
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff. But I just wanted to add that I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, in the news, guys, Adolf Hitler stumping for votes. An Indian election. That's yep. right, guys. You heard me right. And Demon Hunter always gives me the news stories from Bombay, India, where I can't pronounce the guy's name.
I don't want to read them.
Guy's name Squeegee Sapsamala. All right, ready? In Guwahati, India. Okay, this comes from the AP. Adolf Hitler's running for election in India, guys. So is Frankenstein. The tiny northeast Indian, I want to say Indiana, Indian state of Meghalaya has a special fascination for interesting and sometimes controversial names, and the ballot for state elections and Saturday is proof. Among the 345 contestants running for the state assembly are Frankenstein Mommin, Billy Kid Sangma, Field Marshal Wapaniga. Oh, this is killing me, dude.
You're going to get us sued with some of these, but go ahead.
Drink up, guys. Drink up. There's the GED bell. Way past closing time. Okay, I lost my place here. Marshall Wadapiga and Romeo Rani. Some like Kennedy Marak, Kennedy Cornelius Kahriam, and Jim... You're killing me with this story, man. Hey, Cornelius Kareem and Jim...
You laughed at me for 2 weeks as I read the news. You got it coming to you.
Jim Carter Sangma are clearly hoping for the electoral success of their namesake American presidents. Then there is Hitler. This 54-year-old father of three has won three elections. Apparently, he doesn't know his American history because, wow, okay, or world history. This 54-year-old father of three has won three elections to the state assembly with little controversy over being named after the Nazi dictator. His father had worked with the British Army, but apparently developed enough of a fascination with Great Britain's whatever to name his son Adolf Hitler. Though he has also gave him the middle name Lou Hitler. You like that? His middle name is
so
Lou.
So his name
Hitler
is Adolf
said.
Lou Hitler Hitler?
Yeah. His middle name was Lou, L-U.
Okay.
And Hitler said that. Hitler said, my middle name's Lou.
So it's different. There you go.
He says, I am aware at one point, Demon Hunter, of time, Adolf Hitler was the most hated person on Earth. next to Nathan Schoonover. That's what it said right there. I can't.
Yeah. You know, obviously he watched Extreme Paranormal.
Yeah. Number one. Number one in your heart. Number one, last place in ratings. We love you, Hollywood. Suck it. Okay, listen. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Apparently that Adolf Hitler was the most hated person on earth for the genocide, of course, of the Jews. Very sad. But my father added Lou in between naming me Adolf Lou Hitler, and that's why I'm different, Hitler told the Associated Press from the small village of...
He's different for other reasons.
See? The small village of Massengill. Isn't that a woman's hygiene... Massengill. It's 200 kilometers, which is 125 miles west of Guwahati, the capital of the nearby state of Assam. That's it. I quit, guys. There's a cat running for whatever over in...
Hey, Sean, a little less lighthearted news. I did want to throw out one thing this week. This week, a very dear friend spoke at my wedding. Professor Daniel Perlman passed away in Providence, Rhode Island. He was a retired URI professor. He was Chrissy's professor, in fact, Chrissy P. He's now Chrissy P.S. But Dan was a very dear friend of mine. He'd written several science fiction books and... just an incredible author, and I was really hoping to get him on the show this year, and unfortunately over the weekend Dan passed away. So I want to get that out. Dan, you will be sorely missed. In the midst of all our laughter, we do remember our friends and our fallen friends especially. So
that's right, guys. That is sad, Demon Hunter, and our hearts, our thoughts and hearts go out to the family, guys, and God bless you, and we hope that everything is going right for you or going with you good at this time, this grieving time in your family. I probably shouldn't try to be comforting during our show, should I?
You probably should not, Sean.
My heart was in the right place in G&D stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Hey, you know, I'm going to try and bring this next story up here, Sean, without playing the actual video that's involved in it.
Before you say that, did you hear about the Pope? You haven't said that about the
Switch
Pope.
To Swiffer Wet Chat.
Oh, hold on. There we go. We were not supporting that commercial that just came on. Pope is retiring. Yes, I heard.
And they haven't done that since, like, St. Louis the 18th or whatever, right?
Yeah, I was wondering if, like, most of us know it, the things we know about the Pope from watching movies like, you know... What was the
Sodom
Vinci
and Gomorrah.
Code,
yeah.
Stuff like that, or Angels and Demons, whatever it is. Yeah. You know, what happens when a pope retires? I mean, obviously they're going to go through the same election process in the College of Cardinals.
He goes straight to an Oriental massage parlor. That's what I
remember. There you go. They're all going to get together and say, the first guy who pays for all our massages is Pope.
Hey, does the Pope retire? I don't know. Does the Pope wear a funny hat? I always
But hey, you know, that I did get that news that the Pope was retiring. And oddly enough, I was standing around work and somebody said, hey, Nathan will know about this. Nathan, can a Pope retire?
Yeah.
I looked at him and said, I suppose so. Why do you ask? And I said, well, because the Pope is retiring.
Well, he did send us an email.
He can.
He did send us an email a couple weeks ago to the G&D email account, but I didn't pay any attention to it. I just thought.
Me either. I you would have thought that we would have opened that one up. But you know what? There was no money in it, so...
I thought he was playing around.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen when you talk to the Pope.
Let me ask you something. How corrupt does a world have to be when the Pope retires, man?
I don't know if it's corrupt. I mean, I just think he knows he's getting up there in years. And,
yeah.
But my question is, what happens now if a Pope retires? And in the Catholic Church, the Pope is the closest man to God, then...
God.
Hoo-ah! You know, another person we get emails from.
See?
If the Pope is the closest person to God, who then takes his place? Which one of them is closer to God?
It would be the guy that took his place.
Right, but I mean, the guy that... You know, the Pope is retiring because he's getting too close to God to begin with.
How is that? I mean, if you work for God, do you have to, like, put in a 2 weeks notice and it looks bad on your resume if you don't? Or
I would imagine that it would be hard to get rehired after that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not going to get a reference.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe God would give you a reference if you put in a 2 weeks notice. I mean, it'd be written on stone. You'd have to bring it in. It'd be kind of heavy. Be like, listen. Thou shalt hire me. You're going to hell on like five different levels because you're in that.
Yeah. We're just going to hell now. Now, mind you, Sean, you're out there in Indiana. Just, I guess it's kind of to your west, kind of to your south in Iowa. There was recently a haunted house was picked up and moved.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Didn't we have that guy on the show?
I'm pretty sure. You know, honestly, I wish we could get that. I wish we could get the guy who moved the house on the show.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Did anything happen when you were moving the house? But it's a twist to an old ghost story because he's picking up the house, moving it like several miles down the road. Does the ghost go with the house or does it stay on the land?
Well, I would think that is all a matter of that's argumentative. Is the property haunted or is the home haunted?
And if it's a residual ghost, if they build a new house in the place, will the ghost just keep walking around like on the new floor? Or if they build the house in a different place, will the ghost just keep walking around in midair? In which case, we need to get there with a camera because who knows what we might catch on film.
Or if you tear the house down and only use a couple of the boards from the original house into the new house, would the ghost only walk the plank on those certain boards?
Now we're getting into residual versus intelligent versus a trapped soul.
Tonight on the Paranormal Mind.
But it's the haunted mansion of Jasper County, Sean. I mean, right there, it's Jasper County.
You know, I always thought that was funny. People would call us Demon Hunter and they thought we were experts. Listen to our show. Just listen to our show, people.
We tell people all the time, we are not experts. We don't believe there are any experts. And what do they call? They send us emails and say, I need your expert opinion. No, I don't have one. I have plenty of opinions. None of them expert.
Say it, brother.
Hoo-ah.
Preach.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. We don't know. But we do know there's ghosts. There's such things as something like that out there.
We're pretty sure. We're not sure what they are.
Yeah, but we're pretty sure. We're pretty sure. We're not as sure as the skeptics are sure that they don't exist. Dumb. I mean, great guys.
But,
hey, listen. Wait. We got a skeptic coming in right now. He's calling in. Hold on.
Take the beans.
Oh. That's crazy. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, just a few notes coming from the chat room tonight. Chrissy was listening to our talking about Lincoln earlier and wanted to know if you watched the Conspirator.
Oh, my God. It was on YouTube again. It was on Netflix, and I watched it just two nights ago.
Did you?
It was not. Let me straighten my tie here because that's all I'm wearing.
No,
right,
wait a minute. No.
Huh?
No, we never lie to our listeners, Sean. You are not wearing a tie. Right there, I'm stopping you.
It
show's over. I'm going. Goodbye.
That's it. Good night, GND Nation.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. No, let me say. The Conspirator was good from a standpoint of legalities, you know, from an inside look at it, but it was no Lincoln. It was no Lincoln, sir. Let me put that out
John
there.
John Wilkes Booth was no Lincoln.
No. Right. Wilkes Booth was like a Johnny Come Lately, which was pretty much every show after Extreme Paranormal. John Wilkes Booth was like every show that came after Extreme Paranormal. They just don't measure up to Lincoln. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Hey, I was watching.
You weren't listening.
Because Lincoln is up for Best Picture and Best Actor and all those wonderful things, they're doing a lot of specials on History Channel about Lincoln.
Yes.
And they were talking about the fact that Lincoln predicted his own death.
Oh, yeah. He used to have a lot of,
He had a dream where he walked downstairs, saw a casket in the middle of the floor, asked somebody who died, and they said, the president.
Right.
And when he looked in, it was his own body.
Right.
Hoo-ah!
So, and he'd often said, if somebody wants to kill me and they're willing to do anything to kill me, how are you going to stop them? So it's
by not letting people run into the White House at random. That's a start.
Well, unfortunately, at that time, people could run into the White House at random.
That's right. And I think it should be that way today. Don't you? I do. Oh, the good old days.
It'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be nice. But I don't think it's ever going to happen there, Sean.
No, but I was saying, you want to talk about Lincoln. And the man predicted his own death. He's seen it in visions. Now, listen to me. You're a married man.
Yes.
If your wife was as bat poop crazy as his was. Now, I'm saying that. You got to watch the movie, guys. And if you know your history, we all know Mary Todd, God bless her soul, was, how you say it, Demon Hunter? Crazy. So, yeah, she was a little sick. And this guy would come into the presidency in the hardest part of the national history. I mean, Civil War. We were killing each other, right? So this Midwestern cat, like myself.
Well, let's be fair. The Civil War, started. The Civil War started after he became president.
See, the Civil War, but he came. Yeah, it did. But he came in. There was some turmoil. The South and then was boiling. Right, right. Am I wrong?
This is true. This is true.
Okay. I'm smarter than Nathan tonight, everybody.
But there was no war going on.
There was no war. The war started at the end of his first.
In fact, Lincoln said at the beginning of his first term that if he could keep the country together by allowing slavery to continue, he would
welcome the South back with all his slaves in chains. But 3 years after that, which would have been the end of his first term, he said, Civil War has come in front of us, and it is in your hands, my dissatisfied countryman, not mine. Okay? So we all know the history of that. But getting back to the point, you know I have ADD. You know this is killing me here. Listen. Let's stay on focus here.
I just wish I had control of the music, because in the middle of your comments, I'd start playing the Munsters theme again and have you start talking about our guest tonight in the middle of what you're saying. But go ahead. Continue.
You like that? You want to talk? Here you go. Here's your chance. So anyway, what I was saying.
Butch Patrick coming on.
Tonight, everybody. Get ready for it, because it's hot. It's hot. Oh, my God, we're running late. No, but his wife was crazy, so the man actually wanted to die, probably, yeah. She was on him every day. Who wouldn't dream? That was like dreaming of a vacation for us. His wife was nuts. You want to dream of death. That's sweet release. Embrace the darkness. His wife was nuts.
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
Not even their affiliates?
Not even their affiliates.
You sure? I love that song.
Sure.
Huh? All right, we're not going to play it no more. All right, until we come back off break. Demon Hunter, we're going up on the hour, brother. 8 o'clock. We're running a little bit behind, and guess what we forgot to do?
What did we forget to? Oh, no, we only have a few minutes to do it. We have to talk about our newest segment of the show, that segment that everybody's looking forward to, that segment that everybody's talking about, that segment where we discuss what's happening next on The Walking Dead in...
Rot Talk on G&D. Rot Talk.
Okay, folks, yes, we're running out of time, so we got to get this in as fast as we can. Reminder, there is a spoiler alert on this, because if you haven't watched past episodes of what's going on, we will be talking about it. And also, if you don't want our opinions on what's going to happen next, which we've been wrong so far, don't listen to it. Put your fingers in your ears. If you're listening to the show on archives, fast forward 2 minutes. Because we're going to be talking about some stuff.
Get your fingers out of wherever they are right now and put them in your ears. But wash them first, you dirty.
So we're going to go in 3, 2, 1, fast forward to the next 2 minutes if you don't want to hear what we're talking about. So last week on the G&D show, we were talking about the fact that we thought that Merrill and Daryl would probably have to sacrifice one of them, and we'd see which brother was willing to choose to die for the other one.
We were
to the death by order of the governor.
But
what they did was they escaped with the help of the prison team, and but then did not go to the prison, but went out on their own.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Sean, I still think somebody's got to die here.
Merle's going to get it. I see it. I'm like Lincoln.
I think we're going to see a redeeming feature in Merle. Yeah. I don't think he's going to redeem everything he's done, but we're going to see that he'd do anything for his brother in the end. I still think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and then he's going to get it. He's going to get good, and everybody's going to start loving him again. And, oh, look, a zombie just ate him.
Hey, every time you start to like somebody in this show, they kill him.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, T-Dog, I like T-Dog, but the sheriff's wife, Rick Grimes' wife, I was happy. I was actually standing ovation when she died. I was so happy. And then it was an added bonus when the zombie ate her. It was an added bonus. But now Rick's seeing her ghost.
And is this his mental breakdown, or is this the catalyst that will push him over the edge to where he'll be a greater leader?
Grater.
I gotta say, little known character in the series. Just started to show last week a little bit of character. Literally, you just started to really like him at the moment a bullet went through him and took him out. Should I say the name, Sean?
Are you going to say the name?
I don't know. Should I say the name? All right. If you don't want to hear the name of who died last week, I'll give you 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, folks. So Axel dies last week.
Oh.
I was just heartbroken. One, because I'm growing the exact same mustache and beard as him right now, and I really thought he's going to make a difference in the mustache and beard community. This is going to be popular. But no, they kill him off.
You know, I seen him on a cheese and cracker commercial. Apparently, Hollywood's still continuing to be very mean to their has-beens, because I seen him on a Cheese Whiz commercial.
Oh, already?
Yeah. He even had a hole in his head still. He's like, hi. You might know me from The Walking Dead, but I like Cheese Whiz.
I fill the hole up. It feels all better.
I do too, Axel. I love Cheese Whiz on wheat cracker.
So, but we're going into this week with wondering what's going to happen. Will Daryl and Meryl have to fight, save one another? Because now they have gone back to the prison. And we don't know if Meryl's going to be actually accepted back, but he has gone back to the prison with Daryl. We also know that the leader of the group, whose name is now escaping me, Sean.
Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes. Thank you. Rick Grimes has gone a little bit crazy and is seeing his wife. Will he continue to lead the group? We've also seen some incredible new attitude from Glenn, who has been the beta dog to this point, is trying to assert himself as an alpha dog. Will that happen? Will he try and take over the group? Will he get himself killed?
Yeah.
You know, we just don't know. My prediction for this week, with Meryl and Daryl coming back, they lock Meryl up in the prison. I think that's going to happen right off the bat.
Meryl. Everybody calls him Meryl. No, you're not the first. I've heard that a lot. But
it makes it easier to remember if you say Meryl and Daryl.
Talking about Glenn, he was kind of a puss before. I was whatever. But check this out. His girlfriend is what we call in Indiana, Hoosierland, USDA farm girl. You know what I'm saying? Prime beef, my friend. And she has catapulted him straight into manhood, right? Right?
Well, she did make him a man.
Yeah, they went to the pharmaceutical place and ding, ding, zing, zing. He come back a man. He's all, apparently, they got a gym out there because he's ripped now and everything. So,
But they also have a new problem at the prison with walkers back in the field. And now they know that they're on the other side of the prison. You know, they're kind of surrounded on all sides now.
May I just add real quick before we go to break? Why wouldn't, Demon Hunter, if we were in a car, at the farm or anywhere else like that, why wouldn't you take the pickup truck, the Hemi, the car, and just, I don't know, save bullets and maybe plow through 50 of them at a time?
Well, have you ever been in a car that hits a person, Sean?
As a matter of fact, several times a night. No, I have.
I've been the person hit by a car, and I can tell you, we do a lot of damage. I mean, a 180-pound person gets hit by a car. He takes out the radiator. He takes out the oil pump. He takes out the water pump.
No, they're using trucks with big.
That's one person. Think of it. Think about the last time you saw somebody pull up with a car that hit a deer. That car is totaled.
Okay. Point of order, sir. In the movie, I don't know. It was a zombie movie that Romero just made. They had something called Dead Reckoning, and it was a huge.
Well, that was a RV that was designed specifically.
It had wheels
To roll over zombies.
It
was
had
reinforced in the front and had steel beams underneath to keep it from doing all the damage I just talked about.
Sir,
where are you
going to
find
the
tools and the supplies to make that happen?
Listen, if we were on the farm, I'd make it happen. You just follow me, brother. Okay.
You just climb up in your attic and hide like you planned.
You just follow me, Demon Hunter. Hey, the hour is upon us, brother. Want to do this thing?
We gotta do this thing.
Let's do this thing. Guys, we're going to break. We're gonna play a couple songs, Demon Hunter, from our favorite band this week, 5-Year Mission. You can find out more about them at 5yearmission.net. Up next, we go to 1313 Mockingbird Lane with Butch Patrick, Demon Hunter.
I'll see you in a little while.
See you in a while. Woo!
What's the trouble with tribbles? Small furry creatures purr when you hold them. Come the central nervous system. No, a parent use except being cute. Ravenous eaters, yet they have no teeth. Big fans of Quadrotriticale. A unique and curious species. Swaggering. What's the trouble? What's the trouble with tribbles? Ensign Chekhov made a little joke, very little. What's the trouble? What's the trouble with tribbles? Mr. Scourge Inebian slime devils. What's the trouble? What's the trouble?
Then along came this beauty.
and chaos of fills me.
And that, my brother, one of the most confusing intermissions of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show ever.
Listeners around the world, welcome back. This is your Crazy Guys of Radio, your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Tonight's guest, everybody, he is here live in studio. Big, big honor for us here in the studio, guys. America's number one Wolf Boy, known for a lot of his work done on the classic Monster TV series, Mr. Butch Patrick. Butch, what's going on, brother?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing better now that we're on the air.
Yeah,
you guys are running a little late, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk patience.
We'll do it fast. Hey, Butch, I tell you what, brother, it is a huge honor having you on here. We were talking about before, I used to play hooky from school, used to watch you grow up on the Monsters, and I want to start, I know we don't have much time, we'll have to get you back on, man. I apologize for getting you on late. How did it all start for Eddie Monster? Butch Patrick.
How did it start?
How did you wind up being Eddie Monster?
I had worked on a couple series prior to the Monsters. I did a year of General Hospital. I did a year of the Real McCoys. And then I was living in a small town in Illinois with my grandmother, believe it or not, and going to a little parochial school in the fifth grade. And they called me up. My agent called and said, there's this TV series out here, and they want to make a last-minute screen test with you and Yvonne DiCarlo, and would you fly out? And you may not be flying home. So I flew out to the screen test, and they hired me and Yvonne, and we reported before work. I hired a woman to take me to work because my mom was living in the East Coast, and I did the Monsters for the next 2 years. Eddie Munster came to life for me.
Oh, wow.
You say they screen tested you and Yvonne. Did you screen test with her?
Yeah. I got off the plane, went directly to the CBS Studio Center, And she was waiting. I put on these funny little shorts. We read the script together, and then they said, don't go back to the airport. Report to Western Costume for a full costume fitting and makeup. And after that, we started shooting, I think, within a week.
Did they look at you and say, well, here's a kid with a widow's peak and ears. He's perfect.
No, I didn't have widow's peak, didn't have ears on, although my eye teeth did stick out, and I had fangs. So that may have helped.
Now, you know, you said weird. Patrick, now listen, Butch, I grew up wearing those shorts, okay?
To me, they were, you probably didn't wear them with the hooks in the side. You probably had a zipper at least.
That's true. Hey, I got to ask you. No, I did. Seriously, man. I got pictures. I have to send them to you. Second grade, I showed up as Eddie Munster at my school Halloween party.
Oh, that's cool. I see a lot of that going on. Kids, you know, the Munsters is like really an iconic 50-year show now, and people over the years, and I get a lot of pictures sent to me from people, and the book that I'm going to write next year for the 50th anniversary is going to be very much interaction with the fan base and the people of the show, what the Munsters meant to them, and the Halloween parties, and the dressing up as Eddie, and the whole nine yards, because it's just such an integral part of Americana.
It is, too, because it caught the 60s, man. I mean, from the soundtrack to the way you guys were, the Monsters, everything, the Dracula, I mean, all of it. It just captured the 60s, you know?
It really does. I was lucky because I worked from 1960 to 1971, so if you had to pick an 11-year run, that was really a good time to do a lot of interesting shows. I mean, I did shows like Mr. Ed and, you know, My Favorite Martian and I Dream of Jeannie and the Monkees and a lot of interesting, a lot of Westerns, Rawhides and Gunsmokes and Bonanzas and things like that. But the 60s was a great time to be popping around doing TV shows.
Oh, yeah. And you got to work with some big stars there. You got to work with
absolutely.
Fred Gwynne and, of course, yourself. You were working with yourself, right?
Well, yeah. You know, Fred, actually, I worked with Everett G. Robinson and, you know, on The Real McCoys. Walter Brennan was a huge star, and Richard Crenna was still pretty big, even though he was just starting his career. I worked with, over the years, lots of I worked with Vincent Price, worked with Henry Fonda, a lot of people.
Now, it's funny because, like, you watch series now, and you watch it, and a baby is on the first season. And the second season, it's an infant. And the third season, it's all grown up. Because it takes so long to film the shows now, and they try to explain away that the child is growing. You started, how old were you when you started?
I was 11 and 12 those 2 years I did the show. We were only on 2 years. But I played 8 and 9 because I was small for my age. But mentally, I was pretty adult-like, so they wrote a lot of scripts for me. They wrote me into bigger and bigger parts as I became comfortable and familiar, especially for me and Fred. Fred Gwynne, they had a lot of father and son episodes.
Now, what was it living under the stairs?
It was basically a T-Rex head that was supposed to be a dragon, our pet named Spot, but it was a T-Rex head.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, Butch. I was going to ask, what was that? Because you see the shadow. Come on, Spot, come here, and you always see the shadow. What was that?
That's basically what it was. It was a head from a dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus Rex, that had gas mains for flames, you know, and lit up eyes, and a hinged jaw that would light up whenever it opened its mouth, the lights of the teeth would light up. And it was this imaginary, not imaginary, it was an illusion that gave us to have all, you know, a wild and crazy pet Spot.
Oh, man, wow. And inside the hallways and everything, now they have a whole lot, right, at Universal Studio or whatever, where that house was that you guys would film at?
Yeah, Universal's one of the biggest lots in the world. And back there on the Colonial Street, they had the Beaver House and Marcus Welby and the Big Valley House and then Virginia. And then recently, in the last 8 or 9 years, it was used in Desperate Housewives as well.
Right. I can't even imagine because, you know, we got a taste of it, Butch. I was telling you that. We were the host of Extreme Paranormal on A&E, and that just broke for us about 2 years ago. And it ran for a season, and then it was canceled. There's a lot of competition out there. But we did get a taste of it. And we was on the road. We're moving around. And, you know, I have a family here, and I work full-time too. How was that on the road doing that, man?
Well, for me, it was a little unusual because obviously, like I said, I had moved from Illinois, where I was staying with my grandmother, to stay with my uncle and hired a woman to take me to work. My mom was living with my stepfather, who was a pro ball player with the old Washington Senators. So what I would do is every 2 weekends, I would fly to D.C. on Friday night, spend the weekend with them, fly back Sunday night, report to work Monday, and be basically, you know, going back and forth by coastal and then spending my days at work. So it was pretty hectic.
Gotcha. Now, you do a lot of the events now. You show up at these events, and obviously you're a name there. You show up and people are like, ooh, Eddie Munster. At what point did you stop, like, wearing the widow's peak and ears when you showed up at the events?
Yeah, the only time I've ever worn a widow's peak, at Halloween, I don't mind doing it because everybody else is dressed up. Obviously, it's not a big deal. I wore it once for a Little Caesars commercial with Evel Knievel and Jimmy Walker about 20 years ago, and I tried to talk them out of it, but they said, you know, no outfit, no check, you know. So I figured Evel Knievel was doing it with his cape on, and Jimmy Walker was there saying dynamite. I said, the least I can do is to make the commercial work, and it was a good payday as well. But I was mostly because I wanted to work with Evel Knievel.
yeah, no doubt.
But you know, he's a cool guy. We were both living in Florida. We became pretty good friends, and I really consider him to be one of the most influential and powerful presences that I've ever known, if not the most.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Hey, Butch, now let me tell you something. Dynamite ain't got nothing over. Gee whiz, Pops.
Yeah, gee, Pops, let me do the ceiling again. You got it, yeah.
Oh, that's great, man. That is great.
But I just don't understand the connection. I mean, I can see a man named Evil, a young werewolf, but then where does Jimmy B.J.J. Walker show?
They were looking at the commercial about they couldn't afford big-name stars to sell their pizza, so they were hiring us.
Wow.
That was the gimmick. You know, you guys were talking about paranormal stuff. It's funny, one of the projects that I'm working on right now is the house that I was living in when I went to do Eddie Munster, my grandma's house was haunted. My sister's seen the ghost. My grandma saw the ghost. The people that have been living in it for the last 20 years have seen the ghost, and it's vacant right now. They moved out of it, and they were making it into a bed and breakfast, and I got several production companies looking at this old haunted house or an Eddie Munster bed and breakfast in this little town of Macon, Missouri, even though I was living in Illinois with my grandma. She bought this house, but I kept went back there. Right. And it's a beautiful 1875 big-ass house, you know, big thick walls and five fireplaces that's haunted. So we may be doing a paranormal show from there. Maybe I'll do another floater, who knows, next year, and we'll be talking ghost stories again.
I was going to say, you got to bring
do
us
it,
in.
If you do it, can we show up and do the live podcast from there?
Say, hey,
we're going to do is every show, every week, we're going to have two guests that like to just stay that chase ghosts, one celebrity, and then one team of ghost hunters.
Right. Well, you could say, hey, these are my buddies from the old washed-up show Extreme Paranormal on A&E, and they're going to spend the night here.
Yeah, we could.
Say we could do it. There's money to be made,
not a
my
problem.
Friend. Let's do it.
We got another show that might be more up your alley since you've already done the paranormal thing. You like hot rods and muscle cars?
Love them. And you're huge
top
at the wheels.
I got a car club in New Jersey, Dead Man's Curve Car Club. We're putting together a really cool old school build car club situation where these people around the country are gonna pledge to be car chapters, because I grew up around George Barris and the Munster Coach, and you know, he was building the Batmobile, and Elvis and Sonny and Cher were always down at his shop, so I've always had cars and custom hot rods in my blood, so this ought to be a cool show for anybody, and a lot of the fans of the Munsters enjoy hot rods because we have the coolest cars on television.
Right. Now, we got another one for you, Butch. There's and we'll talk off the air and everything, but we got a friend called Professor Slim King, and he works out at a theme park somewhere in Florida, let's just say that, but he is world-renowned, sir, Mystic, right, Demon Hunter?
He is the G&D Mystic at this point.
G&D Mystic. He predicted the Super Bowl right here on our show, Butch. He is putting together, he's tried to do Randy, the Million Dollar Challenge. The
Amazing Randy's Million Dollar Challenge.
Yeah, and he wants to go to Devil's Chair and prove that he can make contact with these spirits live on this television show, and he's wanted us all to get together. I thought, how cool if we get Butch involved, huh?
I'm game for most anything within reason.
Yeah, that's it. Now, when you were doing the character Eddie Munster, of course, you've done a lot more stuff than that, man. You've been involved in so much stuff that I've seen you at the World of Wheels here in Indianapolis. You're big in the hot rod community, the car community, right?
I'm sorry, one more time.
I see you a lot of times at these World of Wheels stuff like that. So you're big into that genre.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I've always enjoyed cars. I buy and sell cars. I send them to Australia. They love cars down there. I worked with a guy with Californian Image, and it's one of the things I'm very comfortable in knowing. I don't have to be scripted about it. I know the cars firsthand. I know what's a good value, what's not a good value. And it's a nice group of people that I work with. I do about five or six different genres. I do Comic Cons. I do motor related stuff. I do Harley related stuff. I do tattoo conventions, believe it or not, because so many people have Universal Monsters and the Munsters tattooed on them. It's crazy. I do straight autograph signings. I do a lot of collectible shows because there's so much merchandise of the Munsters out there, the people collecting it, they like you to come in and sign their, you know, sign their dolls and their hot rods and whatever else they may have bought that has a Munster logo on it.
You ever seen a guy with your face on his thigh and ask you to sign it?
Like, I've seen people, and I have seen the signatures and faces some places that I would prefer not to sign it.
I'm a huge fan, Mr. Patrick. Here you go.
You know, Sean has a image of Jack Nicholson on his forearm. And
yeah.
In fact, when we were filming, they were going to make him cover it up because they were afraid that Jack Nicholson might own the copyright to the image.
Yeah.
But, a guy came up to me once with Eddie Munster on his forearm, and I go, tell me you're right-handed, because it was on his left hand.
That's great, man. Oh, Eddie Munster! No, but
please don't go there.
You took it there to a dark place, Butch. No, I was saying, we grew up watching you, brother. I mean, I play hooky from school all the time. I'm openly admitting that. I hated school. But I always had the Munsters. You guys were like my crazy family, and I'm sure you heard that mm-hmm. all the time, because my family really was nuts.
I have heard it. A lot of people always say they ran home from school. You took it one further. You ditched school.
Yeah, I did, baby. Eddie Munster was always pure and clean, and gee whiz, pops, and I was like, I'm not going to school
today.
It's interesting, too, because I think you've had a very strong influence on Sean.
Yes.
Because since the day I have met him, he has tried to figure out a way to become a werewolf.
Yeah, I have. I always thought that'd be the cool. No,
I like him.
No, Butch, don't. You're going to ruin our relationship here, Demon Hunter, by telling him I want to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
It's not true, Butch. It's not true. I'm sure you've met some that want to, but hey, whatever happened to Wolf Wolf?
Wolf Wolf was mine for a while, and he fell apart on me. I sold him to a collector who restored him, and then we sold 93 aftermarket collectible dolls over the last... We stopped making them about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So we sold 93 of them between 1990 and about 2008.
Yeah, I see.
Now, was there a knockoff version of that somebody came out with?
That's the one that we did, but they were like $1,300. They're
pricey.
Yeah,
they're huge.
Okay, because I know when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I had a, like, not a doll size that Wolf Wolf was, but like almost an action figure size
mm-hmm.
character that was like a Wolf Wolf. And I remember keeping that when I was a kid. And when my house got bulldozed over in the 1980s, my little Wolf Wolf was in the house.
It went with the house, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It doesn't look the same, though, Butch. I was looking for him because I was going to get one for the office, the studio here. And it didn't look mm-hmm. the same as the one on television, the one I seen anyway. On Amazon.
Well, the one I made was one of a kind. It was made by Mike Westmore, my makeup man, and he created it. Basically, it was just a miniature Lon Chaney Wolfman. Yeah. It's, I mean, for lack of a better word, it was just a miniature Wolfman. They're fairly accurate, scruffy looking, and scruffy little hair. But yeah, I get a lot of people, whenever I go places, where's Wolf Wolf? I'm going to put together a real one day of all the people asking me, where's Wolf Wolf? Because it's like the most commonly asked question.
Right. Now, I tell you what, Butch, for you coming in as a small child and working with these, I mean, you're a huge actor when you did the Munsters, but when you first came in, you were just getting a start, right?
Yeah, like I said, I had done a couple series prior to that, and I had worked consistently from 1960 to 1964, but yeah, I was only 11 years old, I wasn't like an established actor.
And your legacy, my friend, will live forever from what you've done. You see what I'm saying?
The show, it is an interesting situation. People... do feel that it's really good stuff and it's lasted a long time. And when you consider how many thousands and thousands of shows have been made over the last 50 years, and to be lucky enough to be on one of them that has endured through, you know, basically from the toys to the collectibles to right. people to tattooing to third generations of watching it with their grandkids now, right. you know, it might be one of the 10 or 20 most memorable shows of a long time.
Yeah, and I'm not one to have a guest on and kiss butt and say, oh, man, you're the greatest. But you know what? I got Butch Patrick on tonight, Eddie Munster, and you know what? You're on the top list there, my friend. So I'm telling you.
Well, thank
right?
you.
This might be my last.
They may not know me walking through the airport, but they certainly know the character that I've portrayed. If I'm wearing a T-shirt and it's on, Eddie Munster shirt on my chest or something, they know that in any language around the world.
Yeah. And I'm really glad when we were making the comments earlier, which, of course, part of me was joking about the widow's peak and stuff, but... I'm really glad you're not that guy who now 50 years later has to walk around with a widow's peak on in the hopes that people will know who he is?
Yeah, I'm perfectly content just showing up occasionally and doing this and doing that. I tell people jokingly, I said, where's your widow's peak? I go, my receding hairline is now normal. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
It was funny. Growing up, my father had a natural kind of widow's peak. Didn't go quite as far down as Eddie's, but had a natural one. And I remember growing up going, God, I wish I had that just like my dad, so I would look like Eddie Munster. Yeah. And now as I get older and I watch my hair go farther and farther back, I sit there going, oh, God, I'm going to look like Eddie Munster.
we just had a big run with Representative, that Paul Ryan guy that was going to be run for vice president with Mitt Romney. Everybody was making fun of Mitt looking like Herman and Paul looking like Eddie Munster. There's a lot of that. That was hilarious.
Now, the listeners around the world and the guys that are tuning in right now, the viewers, they're looking at a picture of Marilyn, of course, sitting by the Dracula car, and then Grandpa, and then you sitting in the actor's chair, kind of leaned back like, what do you want from me? Like, you're pooped.
It's a long day. I got you. I know that picture.
Yeah, and I think that's a classic, man, because as of other people that have been on the set, we kind of know how it is. Is that what it was like every day? Did you go in? Were you stoked? Were you like, oh, here's the scene? Or were you so beat down with schoolwork and rush here, rush there?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We really filmed 3 days a week in makeup, so that wasn't bad at all. And, you know, weekends were off. Monday was a light day. Tuesday was a blocking day. But I lived like an hour from the studio. So the biggest problem I had was just a really long day. Was the 2 hours of travel added on to an already, you know, 9-hour day for a kid. You know, there are days you wanted to be somewhere else like anybody else.
Right, absolutely. What about Halloween when you were a kid? How was it at school? I mean, how was it at school?
I had a private tutor, so I didn't go to school. I was, you know.
Most all the way through elementary?
Now, see, Sean didn't go to school either, but he didn't have a private tutor.
Yeah. I watched the Munsters. I learned from Eddie. You know what I'm saying? I learned what you learned from your private tutor. No, but you didn't. What about middle school, high school?
I didn't do what? No.
Oh, okay. Private tutors all the way through.
Yeah.
Right on. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that was good.
God,
now,
I wish I could've
but
got
besides
that.
Munsters, you did stuff like The Real McCoys, General Hospital, mm-hmm. like we're saying, yeah. My Three Sons. Who?
Lidsville, Saturday morning show called Lidsville After Puffin Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Did 17 episodes of My Three Sons, 17 movies, 60 commercials. Did about 65 guest starring roles on various shows. But I did that all in 10 years. So, you know, if I had continued to work, it would have been one thing. But when I was 18 years old, I decided that I wanted to go to the beach and surf and chase girls and drive my Corvette and geek it high.
Yeah. I second
that.
No,
I grew up in the 60s.
Which is why you can't remember them.
That's correct.
I can't remember the 90s or yesterday, for that matter.
Now you've got other stuff coming up, other events that you're doing and things like that.
Yeah, I got cast in the lead of a movie, a Dexter-type vigilante killer called Dr. Orb, which is going to production this summer in New York. Working on a paranormal thing with the Haunted Bed and Breakfast. I got my Dead Man's Curve Car Club thing going in the Jersey area. I've been clean and sober for like 27 months now, so I'm working with the Oasis Treatment Center and some other celebrities to do some work with celebrity interventionist type of thing, to where we go out and attempt to clean up people that don't want to get help that aren't celebrities. It's kind of funny, ironic, because usually the celebrities are getting intervened upon. So we're going to be like the Three Amigos and go out and intervene upon people that aren't celebrities that hopefully will listen to us because they enjoy our show or, you know, some kind of an impact on them that their parents or their family couldn't get done. That's pretty much it for now. And the book and the 50th anniversary.
But you've got like an event you're showing up at.
Whorehound. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Whorehound in Cincinnati, March, I think it's the 21st, 22nd. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Yep. Are you coming to Indy? Are you coming to Indy for the Whorehound?
I just was at Indy. I just did the World of Wheels at Indy. I'm going to be going to Whorehound, which is the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th of March in Cincinnati, in Louisville. No, wait a minute. Cincinnati.
yeah, but then it's coming to Indy.
My birthday's in Louisville. Sorry.
Then you're coming to Indy, which is right next to Louisville. Well, you might not be coming there, but the Whorehound is. I was hoping to get you here. They're working with us to do something with Whorehound right now this year, so I hope you get to be there.
Well, but the Whorehound I'm booked for is in Cincinnati.
Right, and they got one coming to Indianapolis as well. That's why I didn't
know. That Whorehound does?
Yeah. They got one here.
Okay, the one I'm booked for is in Cincinnati at the end of next month.
But you're Eddie Munster. You'll be booked for all of them in no time.
Yeah, they'll be
added. Well, I figured you guys have the information in front of you. But yeah, no, I don't know about the other ones. I doubt if they'll have me another one. But yeah, we'll see. Let's do this one first and see where it leads.
All right, Butch. Well, I know you got to get out of here. You said you got to get out of here at 5:30 your time, 8:30 our time.
Yeah, and we're right at 5:30 right now. You're right. Thank you.
Yeah. So we want to get you up and get to what you're doing. I don't know about you, but I'll probably wind up watching the Oscars later. But
okay, yeah, I think most people will. You're right.
But
all right, my friend. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And anybody of your listeners or whatever, you can get me on Facebook, Butch Patrick, or you can go to Munsters.com. And email me, okay?
You got it. Stay in touch, Butch. We love you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, bud. Bye.
That's Munsters.com, folks. Munsters.com. I mean, there's no more information you can get about the Munsters than on that website. You can get free... you can download the episodes for free right there and find out everything you want to know about the people who were on the show. It's just an awesome site. And Sean, people have been asking, how are they going to win the autographed picture of Bruce Patrick, Eddie Munster?
I don't know, Demon Hunter. How will they win the autographed picture of Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster? I'm playing the music.
I hear you're playing the music. I've got to go to the site that we're going to do this on.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Let me hit enter. There it is. And the trick is this, ladies and gentlemen. You have to go to your Twitter account. Go there right now. Hit pound G-A-N-D show. That's G-A-N-D-D. Sorry, G-A-N-D-D show. .com. I'm messing this up, Sean. You let me drink too much during the show again.
I know.
Up too many times during the news, and I got drunk. not that we drink on the show. We'd never do that.
Well, we had Butch on. He's talking about recovery and everything. And here I am drunk, you know?
you ruined it again. Folks, go to Twitter. Go pound GANDDSHOW and say that you were listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show with Butch Patrick. And the first person that posts it with the pound GANDDSHOW will win the autographed picture of Butch Patrick. So that's what you got to do. You got to go right now. You got to be the first person to do it.
Hey, should they put their address? How are they going to get their address to us?
Well, once they post it, I can contact them via Twitter.
There you go. We'll contact your Twitter.
And so you're going to have to accept my friendship if you're not already my friend. Very few people are my friend. Why are more people my friend?
Let me tell you guys something, guys. These autographs go for $30 or more at these festivals. So, from our good friend Butch Patrick, he's said, I like you guys. I'm going to send you these for your listener base. And this is what we're giving to you guys, huh? How many shows?
And we're going to start doing more of this, folks. We're going to come up with new ways for you to go on Twitter and tell people about us and win prizes.
Yeah.
I got a cool poster that's going to be coming up soon for that. And, you know, well, the following episode of the G&D show, we'll announce the winner. You know, the real sad thing is we're going to the Twitter version of this because we tried the email and the last two things, you know, that we did, nobody emailed us.
I know. Well, you know, we're going to start giving these things away. And if people don't want to email and they don't want free stuff, like...
We're just going to pick somebody.
Yeah, there once in a lifetime autograph from Eddie, you know, Eddie Munster. Heck, we'll give it to somebody.
So go to Twitter. Hit pound GANDDShow.com or no, .com. Show. That's all. Why do I keep saying that, Sean? I've got it in my head now. Pound GANDDSHOW. And it say, listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show with Butch Patrick or Eddie Munster, however you want to say it. First person to do it will win the the Butch Patrick photo.
Plus, bonus, I'll throw in the Ghost Man underwear that I actually wore sitting here doing this interview.
You don't want that, folks.
Slightly soiled.
He's been drinking. You don't want it.
Yes. Hoo-ah. Slightly soiled. Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah. Give it to me. Hoo-ah. Give it to me. Yes. The Hoo-Wha. What do you think, Nate? You think
I said the name so many times now, I'm afraid I said it wrong and nobody knew what I was saying.
I can't believe that we gave it to, we spoke to the kid, the man now, from 1313 Mockingbird Lane, guys. I mean, I don't know, Demon. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm checking the Twitter.
I don't know if people understand the massiveness, if you will, G&D term, of this event for me, because if you guys go to Netflix right now, you can watch all the Monster reruns. I mean, we're talking about Butch was with Herman Munster, which was Fred Gwynn, all the actors on there. It was just amazing. Didn't you guys ever watch it and wonder, you know, now we found out, you know, what was Spot? Well, he was two jaws and two eyes with, you know, gas lines hooked to him. And, you know, it's stuff like that that's really cool. Where's Woof Woof? Well, he was falling apart. I had to give it to some guy, and the guy made it up. You know? I mean, those are the cool things, man.
Well, you know, Sean, I hate to say this because I want everybody to go to Twitter and start tweeting things. But, you know, I'm following the Twitter, and I'm not going to say who wins until our next episode. If you won before then, I'll let you know. But remember, folks, not just can you go on onto Twitter and say G-A-N-D-D show, I was listening to the show, blah, blah, blah. Just go on there, pound that in, and let's start trending the G&D show. Why not trend G&D?
Trend it! Yeah! Hoo-ah!
Yes. Hoo-ah!
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 That's right. So
on top of all that, Sean, I I'm just lost. I mean, we just had one of the Munsters on our show.
We did.
We had an almost flawless show if it hadn't been for a few interruptions during the break.
It was
there.
During the commercial break there. Who cares? They don't care. We played some music.
We'll fix it in the mix.
Yeah, we'll fix it in the mix, everybody. It'd be cool. So, Demon Hunter, what do you think?
Ask any trivia of, you know, about the Munsters.
We didn't. That's what I was getting to say. What do you think? Should we throw out there some trivia real quick?
Well, let's throw out a little trivia since we got a little time here, since Bruce had to leave. You know, it's stuff like, how old was Herman Munster?
Butch. First trivia question, what was our guest name tonight?
No, how old was Herman Munster?
In the show or Fred Gwynn?
In the show.
140?
150. Very close.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
How old was Lily?
Oh, I don't know, because she was a vampire. Now, wait a second. I'm supposed to ask you some too, right?
Yeah, I'm just throwing this one out.
What are you trying to do here to me?
I'm just throwing out ages here. You can have the... Were you going to give me ages?
Hold on.
Because obviously I know the ages. Do you really want to ask me the ages?
Well, you got it in front of you. You can't win the trivia. Or what, are you trying to win the autographed picture?
I want the autographed picture!
Well, has anybody tweeted yet? You could be the fun...
I'm not going to say who tweets until next week's show. I will let the winner know that they won beforehand, but... But I'm not going to say who tweets and what until the next show. Okay. Hey, speaking of the next show, don't we have somebody cool coming on March 10th?
March 10th. Is that the next show?
That's the next show,
oh,
March 10th.
Oh, my goodness, guys. March 10th. Should we even announce it, Demon Hunter? Because I don't think these guys are ready for it. They're not showing me the love. I don't feel it through the microphone here. Do you feel
the love? Well, you know, maybe, Sean. I'm just saying it's maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe if we give people a little heads up.
Okay.
If you want to show a little love.
Tradition and be professional, I guess we'll have to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, March 10th on your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, the actor, the contortionist, Doug Jones will be live in studio. That's right, guys. He is the, what was the name of the zombie from Hocus Pocus?
Abe Sapien from Hellboy.
Abe Sapien, the fish guy from Hellboy, and Billy Butcherson, the zombie from Hocus Pocus, and I can't even tell you how many more films he's been in.
But you loved Hocus Pocus. Let's face it, Sean, you loved Hocus Pocus.
I do love Hocus Pocus. Who wouldn't love Hocus Pocus? I'm still trying to get out to Salem.
By the way, folks, Lily was 137 years old.
So she was younger than Herman.
She was younger than Herman. Yeah.
And here, I got another question. Let's see if you can Google this. Let's see how many listeners can Google this. Who was, see if they can tweet it real quick. They won't tweet. Who put together Herman? Was it Grandpa? Because I got mixed signals there, because Grandpa said one episode.
You know, in one episode, Lily did say that her father built Herman. However, they also refer to Dr. Frankenstein in an episode.
Yeah, but then they also referred to, he said, Grandpa said, I put him together in the dark or something. And then another guy said,
Well, the doctor didn't put me together in the dark, so that was two different episodes.
Yeah, it was two different episodes. There were two different answers to that question because there were actually several comments of Grandpa, who, by the way, was 100 or 350, who Grandpa Munster or Sam Grandpa Munster, who was actually the builder of Herman, but in a few episodes they did refer to the Doctor. So
the Doctor.
Now, do you remember which episode they called him Sam in?
No.
It was the episode where Grandpa was going to get married, where he'd found like another woman.
Isn't that something though? How big the Munsters got? He said they only ran for what? 2 years? 2 seasons?
Yep.
Huh? That's going to be like Extreme Paranormal. Extreme Paranormal should be like Star Trek. People are going to watch that in Canada and be like, "Holy cow!"
Well, they're going to say, you remember when Extreme Paranormal was on and they shut them off the air because they were too extreme? And then once they were off the air, everybody started doing the exact same thing they had done?
Well, you know, the thing about Extreme Paranormal, our comedy and the way we are, they should have cast us in something like The Monsters. We would have done that. We could have done that. You know, they tried to make us be, you know, whatever.
Well, let's face it, Sean, and everybody knows this who's listened to the show. Extreme Paranormal was originally supposed to be a comedy.
Comedy!
And not that we were going to make fun of the paranormal.
No.
We were just going to be ourselves.
Yeah.
So, but let's get off of that and think about the future.
Think about
we're
going to
have Abe Sapien on the show. We just had Eddie Munster on the show. We've got some incredible stuff lined up for the rest of the year. And we're going to every week.
That's right. That's right, guys. And actually, we got some things in the mix for some huge, huge Demon Hunter. I haven't even spoke to you about it yet. Possibly huge events coming up where you could meet your Ghost Band of Demon Hunter in person. Maybe get an autograph even. What do you think about that, Demon Hunter?
I have your autograph.
Yeah, well, I want it back. I got one for you. In the episode entitled Underground Munster, you'll never get this, the Munster's family pet Spot ran away from home. Okay?
I do remember that episode, okay.
Oh, shoot, I might be in trouble. Where was he hiding? Where was his hiding? The question was, in the episode titled Underground Monster, where was the family's pet hiding?
You know, you may have me on that.
Let's play the music.
Do I get 30 seconds like 30 on seconds. Jeopardy?
You got it.
Oh, man. I remember ran away from home. And I remember he ran away from home, and I remember they all went out looking for him, and I remember how funny it was to think about somebody running down the street, and I remember one of the neighbors running down the street screaming because of, because...
You got close. You said street. You said street.
And I remember...
Come on now. Use your mind powers. Your psychic ability. Get out your wand.
My wand. You know who we need for this? We need the Professor Slim King.
Oh, where's the Slim at? Where's the King?
Oh, man.
Do you give up?
No, give me 30 more seconds. Give me 30 more seconds. Just 30 more. We have to kill 30 more seconds before we can end the show anyway.
Okay, well, you think about that. I'm going to tell you. Did you guys... What was the name of the... And we said it twice this episode. Of the race car that Grandpa built for Herman? Or what was the name of the car that Lily had built for Herman's birthday? In one of the very first episodes, what did they call that? What type of car? A coach. It was the Munster's coach, family coach. That's what they...
Munster's coach?
The Munster's coach. K, coach. And that's what they drove around in, remember? I always remember thinking, how did Herman squeeze his big fat rear in that car with the whole family, remember? And Grandpa would always ride with his arms crossed and straight like a stiff. Do you remember that?
I do remember it. And you're killing me now, though, because I've like got this image of the Underground Munsters episode, and I remember Eddie crying because they'd lost Spot.
Yes. Well, Eddie's not crying now. He rushed off our show before the time.
Well, he had to go watch the Oscars. I mean,
yeah,
who didn't?
He had to go watch the Oscars.
Now, Spot ran off, and he was...
Give it a guess.
Okay, you said street, and I do remember him being in the sewers.
Ah, you got it. The city sewer system was the answer to the
and
question.
He, I also remember that, like, I remember the two guys from the, like, electric company or the sewage company, like, going down, and they got freaked out by Spot and started screaming that there were monsters living in the sewers.
That's it. That's it. And the two...
I used to love whenever Herman would show up someplace and somebody would be like, oh my God, he must have been in a horrible accident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks like a ready-made victim. But you know what? The thing is, guys, around the world, people and people and people, that it's things like this that take us back. And that's why me and Nate got Eddie on, Butch Patrick, this weekend, because it takes us back to a time when it was just a pure time, an innocent time when we were children and everything was cool. And we want to capture that for you, and we want to bring it to you, because life is only different from those days if you let it be different. Huh, Demon Hunter?
Do you love ghost stories? Do you love thinking about your past? Do you love thinking about what it sounded like when something went creak in the ceiling and you thought somebody was walking around and you thought that, oh, I can't go on this camping trip out in the woods. There might be some monster out there. You like remembering what it was like to be scared all the time.
Whoa.
Do you like being scared now? Do you like... Oh, wait, I'm going on a tangent.
You like dirty undies. Hey, next week, hairless pets and the people who marry them on your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. I'm just kidding.
There's no Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show next week.
Really? When is it next time?
It would be March 10th, and we'll be back with our very special guest who played Abe Sapien, Bruce. Now you got
Billy Butcherson from Hocus Pocus.
Billy Butcherson from Hocus Pocus.
And about 50 billion other roles, guys. I mean, the guy's all over the place. Demon Hunter, I say it's about that time of the night. 15 minutes to Walking Dead, guys.
And right now you can go over and start watching the Oscars, and if you want. So I'll be flicking between them.
You're going to flick between them? I'm not flicking. I'm staying on there.
Well, fine. Be that way.
Here
I didn't want to. I didn't want to hang out with you anyway.
Here we go. What a show, brother. Let's close this out. What do you think?
Let's do it one more time.
One more time. Here we go with the music. All right, guys. Special thanks to Butch Patrick, Little Eddie Munster for joining us tonight, Midnight Syndicate for the music. Demon Hunter?
Let's thank the people who gave the music in the middle of the show.
Absolutely. 5-Year Mission, 5YearMission.net. Check them out, guys. We'll see you next time on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Good night.